This is an executive summary of COF vs. COSP, Fund vs. Business, explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Open almost any opportunity zone offering and you meet two acronyms that look like cousins, COF and COSP. They are not the same animal. A qualified opportunity fund is the entity you wire your gain into. A qualified opportunity zone business is the operating venture sitting one level below it, doing the actual work of building and running the project. Most Series A deals use both, stacked in a two-tier arrangement, and that arrangement is not lawyer theater. It exists because the fund-level rules and the realities of ground-up development pull in opposite directions, and the COSP is how sponsors reconcile the two. This piece walks through what each entity is, why the second tier earns its keep, and the three tests that decide whether the whole thing stays qualified. The cleanest way to keep these straight is to think in terms of who faces whom. The Qualified Opportunity Fund faces investors. It is the entity you put your eligible capital gain into during your reinvestment window, it is what shows up on your paperwork, and it is the layer the tax benefits legally attached to. The Qualified Opportunity Zone business faces the project. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.